How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
So I'm guessing not at church then? I gotta say, I love this relationship. I can't get enough of those two. It's like they need a reality show. It's like the Golden Bachelor meets the regular Bachelorette. They met at a daddy-daughter dance. What? I mean, no. They met on the swing set. It was...
That was Bill Belichick and Jordan getting the late-night talk show experience.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
No, not bad at all.
Pretty good. They had a good... it didn't really translate well to radio. They played a longer clip there, and they just showed the full exchange with Bill sitting there in the stupid sweater.
Oh, my God.
Sweatshirt, rather.
Yeah.
And the crowd just reacted to that. Just the second they showed Bill
they
sitting
gasped.
There.
No, yeah. They started laughing.
There was, like, actual crowd laughter just at the visual of Bill in his stupid
I'm
outfit.
I'm sure that's what he was going for.
So that really, really.
Going for laughs and going for gasps.
Yeah,
going for gasps is what we're going for. Final hour here, Jones and Keefe. We got WEI Afternoons at 2 o'clock. Clip du jour on the way. We got Grab Bag for you. All that good stuff coming up. We'll get to Vrabel releasing veteran after veteran after veteran on this team. What does it say about, his say with the roster, but also what does it say about Jerod Mayo and the season a year ago? But quickly on Belichick, we were supposed to get a full statement.
Yeah, I was anticipating that. Well, in fact, yesterday when we were on the show, I think in the first hour of our show, it came out that Jordan, who, by the way, has gained close to 5,000 followers.
Yeah, you've been tracking this.
I don't know if that's a coincidence or not. No, but when I first went to look at it, you noticed a certain follower number, and then that has jumped up on Instagram.
I can't imagine she's thrilled with the overall coverage, but I bet she's happy with that.
Oh, thrilled?
I bet she's happy
with
5,000 followers on Instagram.
In this day and age, that's the most important thing.
That's money.
It is. Yeah. It can actually turn into money.
Yeah.
So she posted a... by the way, which I didn't even mention this because I've obviously had the phone on mute because I'm a professional. But when she posted the email that Bill Belichick wrote, she also had a Taylor Swift song under it.
Nice.
Look, the song is called... Wait, where'd it go? Look What You Made Me Do.
Oh, great song.
Okay. You know that one?
You don't know Look What You Made Me Do?
I mean, I probably if I heard it.
Yeah. Ooh, look what you made me do. You know another one?
Oh, see, now you're...
Yeah, she got sued by Right Said Fred for that one.
Did she?
Yeah,
good for
because
Right
she
Said.
Stole Too Sexy for My Shirt.
Good for Right Said.
Interesting. Now, people realize she was suing Olivia Rodrigo. I don't know if she sued her.
She
but,
was?
But there was, yeah. There,
you don't know this song?
Ooh.
I actually don't know this song.
This is off of, this is great.
Yeah.
Why am I blanking on the, this is Redemption.
Yeah.
Great album.
Oh, I like how this moron in the Twitch chat is like, oh, you're tracking her followers? How pathetic. I can see it when you first pop on. When it first pops up, when you go to sign into her name, you see the numbers different.
Wait, why am I...
Get over it.
Why am I getting the... I'm getting my Taylor Swift albums wrong.
I think you
reputation,
might be.
Reputation, Jones.
Thank you. Reputation, not redemption. Reputation. Thank you. Great.
So then Jordan... So Jordan posts a...
Swifties are going to get mad.
Post an email, right? That's what we were talking about. This whole lengthy email about Bill and, like, his book push or whatever. But then in the, description or where you can write whatever you want, she says, full statement to be released later today.
Which was yesterday.
That was yesterday. Yesterday came and went. Nothing.
Well, something. Not a statement, but something, right?
Not a statement, you're right. But she did post on her Instagram story a flashback to, I guess, when she met Bill?
Yeah. Their meet-iversary, Keith.
Their meet-iversary.
We talked about this at the time.
And
their meet-iversary, which can also be your anniversary,
and it was
depending on how it goes.
And it was a book, and it says, February 11th, 2021. Jordan, thanks for giving me a course on logic.
Oh, good. Thanks for finishing that sentence. My gosh, that's a graphic inscription.
It's in his handwriting. Thanks for giving me a course on logic! Exclamation point. Yeah. Safe travels! Exclamation point. Bill Belichick. And then
this
I can't.
This is the best
Super Bowl champs in all the years that he won the Super
okay.
Bowls.
But did he do the Giants ones or just the Patriots ones? Don't tell me he did the Giants ones. I actually
it's
didn't
hard
check
to
that.
See. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That doesn't even add up, does it? Did he leave one out? I can't even tell.
If he put the Giants ones on, what a loser.
No, I don't think he
okay,
did. Oh, no. My bad. My eyesight's terrible. So he did the
good.
The Patriots
the
Super
real
Bowl
ones.
Champions.
Good. He stuck to the real ones.
But
good.
So this would mean she was 20 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, they only met, Keith. I mean, nothing else. They just
definitely
met.
Oh,
that's
right.
Just when they met.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
they,
the meet-iversary.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the first time they met. Not, yeah, I mean, yeah. Nothing else happened, I'm sure. Yeah.
No. Just safe travels.
And 20s. 20, that's a consenting adult.
She gave him a course on logic.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is his creative muse and idea mill.
Yeah.
So, but long story short,
just
there
a nonstop mill of ideas.
There is no statement. I don't think that's a full statement. That was like an old thing that she posted anyway.
No statement yet. She was reposting the meet-iversary.
All right, so a couple of things I feel like are possible. Did Bill Belichick finally find his voice and be like, hey, this isn't helping? Did North Carolina get wind of this and is like, good Lord, like if the CBS thing wasn't enough, can you guys please cool it?
Good question.
Or somebody like, or something else.
Okay. Answer it. Do you think Bill said, hey, you know, I'm okay with you putting this, I told you you could put this email on Instagram, but can we cool it with like full statements? I think that's possible. I think it's more likely based on what we read from TMZ that North Carolina is getting concerned that they pulled back the reins on this.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, guys, chill out.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's just a guess. I have no idea, but that's my guess. What do you guess? You think it's Bill or do you think it's UNC? That's
probably North Carolina.
Reining him in. Yeah.
Yeah. No, because, I mean, he's gone along with everything so far that Jordan has done.
I mean, about the only thing he hasn't done, and I don't know the full scope.
Sure.
But about the only thing
Paul Brown.
About the only thing he hasn't done is storm off with her. She wanted him to leave, according to TMZ, in the middle of that CBS interview.
He must have calmed her down.
So he reined it in a little bit there. So maybe that's what's going on. I mean, it's very possible, but I would side with UNC said, guys, can we stop? What are we doing?
Did you hear what Ted Johnson said yesterday on WEI Afternoons?
Thinks UNC should fire him.
Should fire Bill.
Mm-hmm. That's a fair and balanced opinion. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, hey, it's a take. I appreciate the take. I think he coaches this year. We said this yesterday. I think he coaches the year, and I can't imagine that it is without its speed bumps along the way. And maybe, like with the Patriots, wink, wink, they mutually agree. No. Mutually agree to part ways.
Right.
I don't know. There's also a whole bunch of props out there now.
I'm sifting
about
through. Why do
Jordan?
I not see these? Oh, here we go. Ken actually forwarded these from Jimmy Shapiro, BetAG.
Yeah, there's a ton of these on here.
Let's answer these. Will Bill Belichick be coaching UNC in 2026, Keith?
Oh, no.
You think he's out? That's plus 300.
So that means he has 1 year. I'm saying he coaches this year.
Yeah,
I'm not
saying
he leaves before
will he
the
be,
season.
Will he get a year two at UNC question.
I'll say no.
You say no. That's plus 300.
That's good juice.
Yes is minus 500.
Right.
Is that a buying opportunity?
Sucker's bet.
Or a sucker's bet.
Yeah.
Will Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson break up in the calendar year of 2025?
No.
That's minus 300.
Yeah, they're not.
Yes is plus 200. What will happen first? Belichick/Hudson get engaged? Belichick is no longer the UNC head coach.
Well, this is one of those things where we might not even know. They might be married for all we know, right?
They could be.
Like legally married. I don't know. So yeah, I would say that would happen first.
You would say they get married first?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Or no,
engaged, rather.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's minus 400.
It might already have happened.
Plus 250 if you think Bill will be out as the coach first.
Okay.
What will happen first? Hudson hired by UNC. I'm with you on this one.
Isn't she already hired by
She them? Might be hired. Well, she's hired by Bill. Is she officially hired by the university? I don't know, but this might be a real buying opportunity.
I would think
Belichick, Hudson get married. It's plus 700 hired at UNC. I think I'm laying that one.
Yeah. I think she's probably, for sure.
It might already be done.
Yeah, that's sort of, semantics of that? Because she's the COO of Bill Belichick Industries or whatever.
Right.
So... Could she be on the North Carolina payroll? I guess I don't really know.
Right. Is she hired by Bill, but is she hired by effectively the state of North Carolina? Perhaps not.
Yeah.
What will happen first? Hudson enrolls in class at UNC.
Come on.
Or she dates a UNC player? How dare you?
No bet. That's inappropriate to speculate on.
It's minus 140 she dates a UNC player, by the way.
Oh, jeez.
Anything else here? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
I like this one.
Okay, yeah. What else you got?
What will Bill Belichick do next? Get a tattoo? Dye his hair blonde.
Uh-huh.
Get a mullet hairstyle.
Yep.
Pierce his ears.
Uh-huh.
Pierce his nose. Or get a man bun hairstyle.
Okay, those are all plus money. Which one would you put down? Tattoo. I could see her being Bill, we got to get matching tattoos.
I could see her convincing him it's a good idea to dye his hair.
Yeah, but no, blonde.
I don't know about blonde, dye his hair.
Yeah, like darken it up a little bit?
Yeah.
No, but she, not her.
Like Creed in the office.
She'd have him dye it gray.
Like
she wants him older.
White. Dye it white.
I like a silver fox.
I gotta move on.
No, if it was just dye hair, not blonde, though.
Yeah. Not blonde. No. So no bet. Also, will Bill Belichick's book be in the New York Times bestsellers list? Yes, plus 170. No, minus 250.
Doesn't everything make that list? I say yes.
I feel like a lot of things do.
I think everything.
Because then couldn't
list.
You? Is it like just all books, or do you break it down by like sports? And it's like books from coaches, and it's like, yeah, well, how many are there? So yeah, he might.
I'm going to say yes. I'll take the plus money on that.
Yeah.
Here you go. This is a good text. Nipple piercings could be a good look for Bill.
Oh, my God.
Can't argue with that
race.
Well, you never know.
Meanwhile, more Jordan news.
Yeah.
Why are you guys talking about this? I don't know. Everybody's covering it. I don't know.
It's pretty interesting.
Apparently, she also was instrumental in derailing UNC's opportunity to be on Hard Knocks, which I feel like
Florio checks out.
Strongly hinted at this in the past. The Athletic actually reported on it. They have some real interesting stuff in here. Namely, that she wanted to be an executive producer on Hard Knocks.
I mean, she qualifies for that, I'm sure.
And also that they were so far down the line, Keith, on this, that they had a press release ready to go. A press release was written, and it had a quote from Belichick in the press release. It was that close to being ready to go, Hard Knocks. Here's Bill's quote. "I've been a fan of NFL films for the entirety of my 51-year coaching career and have enjoyed every collaboration with them. I've been waiting for the right time to partner with Hard Knocks, and that time has arrived. I'm excited to show off UNC's tremendous leadership, passionate coaching staff, and roster full of young players who I hope to teach how to be pros on and off the field."
Good quote.
Great quote.
Yeah. Looking forward to the season.
Yeah. So apparently the entanglement at the end was her getting in the way and getting the thing scrapped. But that's how close they were. Bill had a quote ready to go in a press release.
Yeah. It's sad. It's really sad how this has all turned out.
So
but you know there should be something else.
Do you think we get a full statement?
Well, it's funny because usually when something like this happens, I feel like the tweet or the Instagram post would get deleted. Like you're promising a thing, and if you're not going to then deliver on it, wouldn't you just go back and be like, I don't know what you're talking about? But because that still remains up there. So full statement to be released later today, and it just hasn't happened.
Okay.
So now are they going to do the thing that I recommended before where you just lay low and hope that other news items pick up and then people forget about what a train wreck interview you did on CBS?
And even if he does that, can she do that?
No, I don't think she can help
herself. I don't think so either. So one thing we didn't talk about, I was unaware of this. We were looking at it yesterday. I couldn't figure it out. I heard Courtney talking about it today, though. She had like an accompanying screenshot yesterday.
Yeah.
That apparently is a screenshot of a video. So is she hinting at... She has like video footage from the CBS. Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
I don't
is.
Know what this is either.
Is that like, is that them? Are they like outside? It's Bill with the blonde
Bill
hair.
Bill with the blonde hair.
Good work.
Yeah, so it was like, yeah, she posted one photo, which was the email. Then the other photo was like a video, and it says like 35 minutes, 59 seconds.
Right.
And it's just like people's feet. I don't know what that is.
So is that, but like, do you think she secretly recorded stuff?
Jeez.
Like, is that her way of threatening? I have video to, like, CBS, you want to release the full tapes?
Let's see all the tapes.
Is that illegal if you're secretly recording things?
Well, probably. It depends on the state, right? But I want the director's cut.
I want all of it.
I want her video.
Yeah.
Just this one.
Careful.
Just the one.
Yeah,
from,
careful.
Well, you know.
I'd rule nothing out.
We might have to
point.
Watch them for work.
I'd rule.
Obviously. Yeah, we might have to watch it.
Do you want us to be prepared or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, seriously. So, no, but is that what she was threatening? I missed that. If that was the case, I feel like we covered this story thoroughly yesterday.
I thought we did a good job.
But I didn't realize that. It was a good catch by Courtney. I didn't realize that's what that was. I just thought it was a weird picture that I couldn't make sense of.
I didn't know what it was. I didn't know how to make heads or tails of it. But I can't imagine all the guys that are on that email are thrilled that email is out.
Well, this is something Florio did this too. So he can't figure out one of the names on there,
okay.
But it's Jordan. It's probably Lombardi.
Yep.
He made a good point about Bears. Bears is at BC. Yeah, he's Bill's former confidant, but he's now at BC. Bill's at North Carolina. They're direct head-to-head competitors in the ACC.
Yeah.
And then there was another name on there from the publisher.
Right.
So, yeah, I think we've uncovered most of it, not all, most of it.
What a strange time.
But still no full statement from Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick, University of North Carolina.
I also wonder if there is like a book tour. Like, are there other interviews set up, or like, were you going to do more interviews?
Yeah.
I mean, you pull the plug on it.
I think that might be done.
Yeah.
At this point in time, I think if there were more interviews scheduled,
give it a shot.
It's probably over and done with.
Yeah. When's North Carolina football start?
Good question. Speaking of over and done with, Bill, look at Twitch.
Where are we getting these? Grok?
AI is running rampant. It's a powerful tool. If you're watching on Twitch.tv.
He's got tattoos. He's got
slash boss
blonde
WWE.
Hair.
Yeah, he's got...
Oh, Jordan. Tattooed on him. Sorry.
Tattoos and blonde hair.
Yeah.
It's Bill...
Even
it's a good look.
Soul patch.
Yeah, yeah, it's Bill. Oh, yeah. Bill even deeper in a midlife crisis is what that is.
Uh-huh.
But speaking
Three-quarter life.
Yeah, late life.
Yeah.
Speaking of over and done with, though, that's the tenure of Joe Cardona.
Yeah.
I thought that Reese had an interesting way of kind of summarizing the whole thing, because I don't care if they've moved on from their long snapper. I really don't. But it's part of a larger trend. With the release of Joe Cardona and David Andrews, along with Dietrich Wise and Jonathan Jones departing as free agents, the four longest tenured Patriots are no longer with the team. Their newest longest tenured players, safety Kyle Duggar, outside linebacker Anfernee Jennings, and offensive lineman Mike Onwenu, all from the 2020 NFL draft.
That's right. I mean, you don't have anybody really pre-COVID on this whole team. You know, that was the famous COVID draft where nobody was, everybody was at home. Everybody was like Shedeur Sanders watching the draft at home. So,
Weren't those Nike picks?
That was a Nike draft.
Oh, yes. Jake in Boston's very upset about
that.
But yes,
which I actually love. I thought that was a highlight. But I think it's just you have fewer and fewer Belichick guys on the team, and they needed a lot of turnover. Last year, they brought back a ton of guys. You win four games in back-to-back years. You probably should be finding more new players than re-signing old players. And so that's what they've done. Five out of their six captains to start last year are all gone. The only one that remains is Jabril Peppers.
Which is we should highlight, is a weird one to still be here.
The one guy to be there, yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
the first one yeah, to move on yeah. from would have been him.
So we'll see what the starting lineups look like and, you know, the guys who play the majority of the snaps. But as it looks right now, way more than half of your impact players are brand new. So not only are they not Belichick guys, they're not Mayo guys. Like they're coming in with Mike Vrabel.
So individually, Andrews is the only one I thought was strange. The other ones, whatever, I don't care about any of them.
Yeah.
You can cut them all. And I thought the leadership was poor last year, and they should move on from all these captains. It's probably more telling that Peppers is still here, and Stevenson is still here, and Jelani Tavai, you brought his name up earlier, is still here. Like those are all guys they could and maybe should move on from. Duggar might be on that list too. Like all the leadership that they had last year and they paid. Oh, well, maybe there's a correlation there. Guys who got new contracts that are still owed guaranteed money, maybe that's why guys like Stevenson, Duggar, Peppers, Tavai, maybe that's why they are still here. And players like Cardona and Andrews are easier to move on from. But short of that, I don't have a problem with any of this. I think they're probably right to move on from the leadership. But it is a big-time shift from a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
And you wonder if any of it is just kind of scapegoating what happened last year too. Like we're getting rid of everything that has the stink of Mayo on it, and I wonder if there's some of that going on, which is probably the right move.
I think it's a little bit of that, but it's also like we're going to install our own thing, and it's probably easier to do it with a bunch of new players than guys that are used to doing it a certain way, and that way wasn't working here. Plus none of them are great. Like Andrews was a great player. I don't know if he still is, and he's probably going to end up retiring. He might not even be in the league. So I don't think like for his career, this Garrett Bradbury is better than Andrews, but in 2025,
right now,
might be an upgrade.
Maybe.
The other guys that they have brought in, upgrades. Like, you know, Bentley was also fighting injuries. Dietrich Wise was pretty up and down. Like those guys, you know, Brissett was a backup. Cardona was a long snapper. So like Devon Godchow, you already replaced. So I think across the board, the guys that they let go, there's not one where I'm like, man, wish they had him, or watch out for him next year somewhere. Like most of these guys probably either won't be in the league or they're going to be like backup somewhere.
No, that's fair. And yeah, right. Even if they catch on, what like, sort of
they're
role
not going to come back
have?
To bite you.
So, okay. It's a calculated move by Vrabel. What do you make of it? You can jump in. 617-779-7937, along with all your Bill and Jordan thoughts, a popular topic all week here on WEEI. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. And you got the manager of the Red Sox, Alex Cora, will be joining them at 2:30, along with Brian Scalabrine. So stay tuned for that. We'll get to the clip du jour. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
All Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And what a day it is, Jones. And what a night. What a night it is going to be. Lucas Giolito makes his long-awaited Red Sox debut. Giolito on the hump tonight against the Blue Jays. What is your give me a stat line for Lucas Giolito tonight?
Ooh, well, I saw earlier when I was somebody texted early in the program. I wish I could give out proper credit.
Yep.
But somebody texted early in the program. They said take the over on Giolito walks.
Oh, that's negative.
Seven!
Plus money.
Walks?
Plus money for three walks for Giolito.
He's going to be in long enough.
Seven runs, seven hits.
I also
saw. So you're not, you're crooked numbers.
Well, I also saw you could get him for plus 330 for a win. Now, he has to get the win. He has to factor in the decision. He's not
going
to go five.
He's not going five. He can't qualify for the win.
Four innings.
Four?
Yeah, you think that's high?
Four plus or done after four?
No, done after four.
Okay.
Yeah, hanging on by a thread. Four. Four runs.
Four runs?
Four Ks, four walks. Fours are wild.
Four pack.
Yeah.
Okay, Lucas Giolito.
Tuesday four pack.
I'll say he goes four as well.
Okay, sounds very familiar.
Four hits.
Oh, I left out hits. A lot of hits. More than four hits.
Four walks.
Yeah.
Four Ks. Two runs. I'm saying two runs.
Good.
Buying opportunity for a Vladdy home run tonight?
Yes. He's heating up a little bit. I got him in the dong pool. I think he's... Oh, tomorrow we'll update the dong standings.
Oh, yeah. May 1st. We should do
May
that.
May 1st.
Yeah.
Makes sense to update the dong
standings.
Yeah,
let's update those.
Vlad's been letting me down, though. He's just three home runs all season.
It's just a countdown to Terp winning something, because Terp sniping players left and right.
Away.
Yeah, he really is.
I mean, he's got Big Dumper and Kyle Tucker.
What are you supposed to do with that?
Flying Kyle brothers?
We need injuries. That's what we need. Not to root for injuries for anybody, but we need injuries.
But Lucas Giolito making his Sox debut. You can catch it right here on WEEI.
Here we go, now holla if you hear me though. It's the
Grab Bag on Jones and Keith.
Little sampling Opie the Poet there.
I respect that.
Tremendous
open for the Rich Keefe Night program by Opie the Poet.
That was pretty good. So nice to have that back in the mix. All right, we talked about some of this throughout the show, but there's four games in the NBA yesterday. The Pacers in overtime eliminated the Bucks 119-118. There were a lot of fireworks after the game. Giannis v. Halliburton's dad. I mean, players' dads and moms being a part of these things.
Watch it.
You know, be proud of your kid, but like, you don't need to be yelling at players on the other side. Knock it off.
No, I also don't need players after the game talking about how they've been there and you haven't.
The whole thing was a mess.
The entire thing was a mess. Everybody came out looking like clowns.
But that series is over. So Doc Rivers, Giannis, another first round exit. So see you later to the Bucks. Pacers move on. The Pistons stayed alive, although they tried to give it back to the Knicks. So this series will go back to Detroit for a game six, but Detroit beat New York.
You think it goes seven? You want it to if you're a Celtics fan, but I don't think so either.
I don't think so. I can't believe how bad.
I had the Pistons like you did. I had the Pistons in this series going into it. They can't close these games. I know they won last night.
They're a mess.
They can't close these games out.
They tried throwing it away.
They're a disaster.
Did you see the end of the game? So I don't know. A lot of people probably locked on the Celtics, but there was a time. It was like right around halftime, I think it was. Yeah. Where you flip back over, watching the end of the game. It was a tie game, and then credit to the Pistons. They ended up taking a lead. They hit a few shots. But then the Knicks came all the way back. Karl-Anthony Towns hit a big three. So then the Pistons have the ball. They almost get called for a five-second violation. Then they almost throw it away on the inbound. And then they somehow, like, luckily get it. And they escape with a win. And then late last night, the Nuggets beat the Clippers. So Denver now has a 3-2 series lead.
I had the Clippers in that series. That one's slipping away.
I got the Nugs. All right, let's go to this. If I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more. If you're drinking, well, you know that you're my friend, and I'll say, I think I'll have myself a grab bag. Two NBA games tonight, Warriors-Rockets, Golden State looking to close out the series, and then Timberwolves and Lakers. Do you think LeBron has one last gasp in him, or do the Timberwolves win this one?
Well, the Timberwolves are going to win the series. I think LeBron
and
the league have a say in extending that series a little bit. I'll credit the Twitch chat on that. There's no way the NBA is letting the Lakers go out tonight.
No, that they might be right about that. That's true. You used to call me on my grab bag. NHL playoffs. The Senators. Jones, your guy. Linus. Big Lean Omark.
Ooh, big shutout for him.
Shutout victory.
You know when he gets to the
playoffs.
Stays
alive.
You know when he gets to the playoffs. That's when he turns it on.
That's when he does. He's a big game player. Senators blank the Maple Leafs 4. Zip Toronto up 3-2 in that series. Hurricanes advance with a double overtime win over the Devils. They win that series in 5 games. Bruce Cassidy and the Golden Knights defeated the Wild in overtime, so Vegas has a 3-2 lead. And the Oilers top the Kings 3-1, Edmonton up 3-2.
Now, I saw last night our good pal Andrew the Razor Raycroft. I was having a good time.
Yeah, what's he up to?
He was having a good time. I haven't talked to him in a while. He was having a good time with the Leafs losing that game. A couple of tweets from Razor. Happy early birthday, by the way, Razor. I saw the May the 4th, I think, is his birthday.
No way. Star Wars Day?
So.
Oh, that's exciting.
Happy early birthday. Yeah. Shout out, Razor. The Maple Leafs core being 1-13 in elimination games is ridiculous. Hashtag Leafs forever. Leafs in game 5, Marner -4, Matthews -4, Knies -4, Tavares -3, Nylander -3. Hashtag Leafs forever.
Just chirping the Leafs.
Chirping the Leafs.
Well, he played for the Leafs, right? So he's probably
traded. Yeah.
To the Leafs, so maybe he's got some bad feelings.
For Tukes.
But okay.
I wouldn't expect Allmark to turn it around, but if a team is going to gag away a 3-0 lead, it would be Toronto, for sure. Yeah.
In the NHL tonight, Canadiens and Capitals in Game 5. Washington up 3-1. Brad Marchand and the Panthers are up 3-1 on the Lightning. That game tonight at 7:30. And Jim Montgomery's Blues taking on the Jets. That series is tied 2-2.
You think Monty advances?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, Monty.
Okay, yeah, Team Monty.
Monty Cassidy into the second round.
I'm Team Winnipeg Jets.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Blah-blah. 93.7. Jones and Keefe grab back. Jones and Keefe grab back.
All right, is this legit? Have you seen this? Turp just passes around?
I'm always...
Yeah. I'm dubious. Huh?
Efforting.
Efforting?
I think it might be.
Okay, well, so
I
trust...
know for sure.
I trust Cotillo went to UNC. So if Cotillo's tweeting out stuff from UNC reporters, I would feel like we could trust it, but I'm always very skeptical of just a tweet that's just a screen grab of something.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We may or may not have a statement, an official statement from head coach Bill Belichick, but we're efforting.
Should we effort this?
Yeah.
Because Jordan... She's gone up in Instagram followers, by the way.
Yeah.
She has not posted that. But there is a statement on Twitter, but it's not from the official Bill Belichick Twitter account.
It's from some, I don't know. Let's keep efforting on that, to be honest.
But did UNC football put it out? I guess that would be maybe a question.
Don't know. I only saw the Cotillo tweet. That's all I've seen, to be honest. And he's a UNC alum. So I would imagine
if
he knows some of the reporters there. But yeah, go seek out his timeline. We may or may not have a statement from Bill.
Yeah. All right. So we'll try to effort that. We'll circle back to that if that's legit, because there's no sense in reading the whole thing if it turns out to be false. All right. The Falcons were fined $250,000, and their defensive coordinator, Ulbrich, was fined $100,000 for Shedeur Sanders' number being put out there for the prank.
I have a question. It's just about Shedeur. Was it Ulbrich's kid, Jax, I think his name was? Was it him calling all these prospects? Like, Josh Connerly has come out. And
also,
Tyler Warren,
I
Abdul
don't
Carter.
Think his kid called. I think it was his buddy that called, but like got the number from him. So it's a whole thing.
Okay.
But yeah, because Abdul Carter apparently got pranked. Tyler Warren got pranked. Shedeur Sanders, like, very notably, famously got pranked. And then another guy, right? So
yeah. So was it all because of Ulbrich's kid, or was that just the Shedeur phone number and then other numbers got leaked? I'm not telling you, I know the answer.
Probably more than that.
Yeah. I'm curious, but I wonder if it was all his kid. And by the way, he's lucky, meaning this kid, that his dad only got fined $100,000 and the team only got fined $250,000. They should have been fined more than that.
Yeah, for sure. Every day that
I am making grab bag.
Stephon Castle for UConn product. He of the San Antonio Spurs, Rookie of the Year.
Wow.
Back-to-back Rookie of the Years for the San Antonio Spurs.
I don't know who I thought was going to get it, but I guess I didn't expect that. He was good against the Celtics in the games I saw. I didn't pretend to watch a ton of the Spurs this year, but he was good in the games against the Celtics.
Remember how bad the rookie the draft was? Everybody was like, well, this is a horrible draft. And then the rookie season played out, and there was not a lot of impactful rookies. Our guy, Zachary Richichet, the number one pick, was the runner-up. But Castle won pretty convincingly. So he's now the fourth Spur to be Rookie of the Year, joining David Robinson, the Admiral, Tim Duncan, and Victor Wembanyama.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a pretty good group.
Good crew.
That is.
You are a
grab bag.
You are a sad, strange little man.
All right, a lot to choose from, but let's get to our Hogdale call of the day.
Oh, man, a lot of choices last
week. Oh, my goodness. Willier gives this one a ride. High and deep. Another one. Skies, what the f***? 7-0. The Sox are up 7-0 in the top of the third inning. The fifth home run of the game by the team. Willier hits this one 105 miles an hour. Wow. Holy f***.
There you go. The Hogdale call of the night.
Nice.
Nailed it. A lot of home runs. A lot of exciting plays to choose from. And once again, I would say he nailed it.
Man always delivers what he does. Blue pints of
blues. Tell me, are you a grab bag? Are you a grab bag?
Best NBA performers from last night. Ooh. Gary Trent Jr.
Real. Can't give it. I don't have the conscience to give it to him in a loss, but what a performance.
33-5.
Yeah.
Tyrese Halliburton with his dad sitting front row. 26-5-9. Giannis Antetokounmpo. 30-20-13.
Definitely not. Loser.
Jason Tatum. 35-8-10. Or Jamal Murray, 43-5-7.
So Murray had 8 threes in that game. He was on fire. I would give it to Tatum. I thought Tatum was spectacular last night. I would give it to Tatum. All
right. It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we're talking about another former Blue Jay today who played the hot corner.
Okay.
The original hot corner.
Yeah.
Not the other hot corner.
Not the cold corner.
No, the hottest of the corners. Okay. In addition
the
to
the hot corner when Barry Bonds is up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
like a Mo Vaughn digging
exactly.
in.
Yeah,
that's the hot corner.
Depends on who you're facing. Yeah.
All right. A part of a 13-year major league career, played for the Blue Jays, A's, Yankees, Twins.
Josh Donaldson.
Wow.
He got it.
Billy.
You know what's funny? Because he, in my mind.
Is that our first MVP?
Yes, probably. MVP. He played more for the Blue Jays than the A's. I would have guessed the other way around.
He was with
He played more games for the Blue Jays than anybody else.
So I would have guessed the A's the most. Where how close is he with the Yankees? He was with the Yankees for it felt like a while at the end.
So he had 462 games with Toronto, 405 with Oakland, 165
okay,
with
so
the
not,
Yankees.
So not as many.
But he won his MVP. He won his MVP with Toronto.
The Twitch chat.
Mad at Billy.
Well, no, not necessarily.
No, they're actually not mad. They're like, way to go, Bill.
Holy crap, Lanny. Yep. Attaboy.
A lot of attaboys, Bill.
Go Shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff in there. They're liking it. That's one of the faster ones that we've had, Bill.
I had a feeling, he was a more recent player. His last game was in 2023.
I'm shocked you went with an MVP.
Won an MVP?
I did not remember he won an MVP until Nick said it. And then I'm like, oh, yeah.
2015, he had
real nice fantasy player for
41 bombs and led the league with 123 RBI and 122 runs scored.
Driveline would love that guy. All he does is uppercut the ball.
Yeah. And he had 10 sack flies that year.
Ooh, text line's always on a delay.
Is that bold?
Not Ed Sprague. Not Kelly Gruber. I was thinking Kelly Gruber.
Oh, Kelly Gruber, good third baseman.
Before I can even get my answer out, Billy... Not only beat me to it, but had the correct answer.
Jose Bautista was a bit of a butcher at third for a little bit, wasn't he? Before they just had him DH.
Now he's definitely been the...
Jose Bautista?
No, he hasn't.
No, Tony Bautista. I'm sorry.
Bautista.
No, I'm sorry.
Also
not Joey
kind of
Bats.
A butcher.
Tony Bautista. You're right.
We're running out of J's here.
Okay, so there you go. That is the random baseball player of the day. Each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Afternoons coming your way. At 2 o'clock, they'll be talking to the manager, Alex Cora. At 2:30, Brian Scalabrine on as well, following the Celtics victory last night. Plus, we'll get you the clip du jour next.
All right, back here at Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today we finally weighed in on the hottest topic on the internet over the last few days. Who would win in a fight, 100 humans or one gorilla? Mm.
Would you rather bet on 100 humans or one gorilla to win a fight?
My first knee-jerk reaction is the 100 humans would actually win, but 50 of them might die.
Right. No, and we had a promo about this. Not just die.
Oh,
get their face ripped off.
Bloodbath.
Right. Ears ripped off. Like, if you're one of the lucky humans to survive and ultimately take out the gorilla,
you need to get like 50 like death row guys
right.
that are going to be like ready to go. Like, listen, we have no chance.
But you're just lucky that you were one of the, I'm with you on this. The humans would ultimately overwhelm
it's too many,
the gorilla.
Right? 100?
But the people that the gorilla takes out, and there will be people.
Mortal Kombat like fatalities.
It will be ugly.
Yes. Yeah.
It will be gruesome.
Yeah.
It will not be the way you want to go out. So that now it's just a numbers game.
They're going to live the rest of their life remembering and knowing and being reminded that they fought the gorilla.
I have a great story.
Yeah.
A story and a half.
It was me and 99 of my friends.
99 best buds. We got together. And I always, in my head, when everyone's like, who would win in a fight, this versus this, I kind of think like open field.
Okay.
Like giant open field. Because once you get into like...
The gorilla's terrain.
Yeah, like
the mist. War. If once you're in the
if
mist,
I'm in the
this takes place in the mist.
I'm taking the gorilla in the mist. If you're gonna pin me down, you know what Jones would say.
Girl, they would have been taking me to the king.
Yeah, well, it's funny because then like the text line was really split. Like I don't think we came to a real consensus.
No, the best text we got was that the gorilla would take two people, use them as nunchucks, and just work their way through all the people.
Suddenly they have weapons.
Yeah, but no matter, even if you survive, even if you're, because the humans win.
Yeah.
Even if you survive, you come out a changed man.
Very changed.
Perhaps in more ways than one.
Correct.
If the gorilla really decides to have a field day, but you come out a changed man. You've seen some stuff.
But then
you're constantly in the fog of war.
Oh, yeah.
The gorilla fog of war.
But then you have people like Terp who are like just walking, like peacocking around being like, it'd be no problem.
Terp came in hard.
Oh, no, I just heard this.
Yeah, he
Terp
came in.
Terp thinks he himself like, would be.
His
I think he said, I'm a bad MF-er. You watch what I do or something like that.
Really strange. A real strange sign
of Terp. Anti-Terp.
It's these like, late nights or something.
He's really changing his tune from off-air to on-air.
Yeah, no, it's true.
You know what it is? He's hanging out with Missoula too much.
Yeah,
it's too much Joe Missoula.
It was definitely
it's a
Missoula-esque take.
Interesting.
He should ask Missoula off the record. 100 Missoulas or one gorilla? Who wins a fight?
On the record. Not off. On.
On the record.
On the record,
on the record,
he's going to say 100 Missoulas.
100 Missoulas.
There is no doubt he'll react like Terp did.
How many Missoulas would it take?
That's a better question.
How many Missoulas? How many?
Probably a lower number than you and I
would. Like 16. Seven. Like a well-thought-out answer. He's like 16.
He'd be like, well, I got 16 because four are doing this, three are doing this, and he would have it all mapped out.
Yeah.
We're going to lose 13.
Jiu-jitsu somersault right in the cojones.
I do think, though, if I was... Because a lot of people have gone to the lengths of legitimately fielding their 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
I think Missoula would be one of my 100 people.
Yeah, one of your guys.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you want
yes.
him? You want him in a foxhole?
Yeah, I do.
Foxhole guy.
He is a guy.
You think he's a foxhole guy?
He's tough as nails. He knows jiu-jitsu.
You know, you'd take.
I don't want to get too deeply into this.
He wouldn't be opposed to being on the front line.
You'd take Jalen. I know that you're a Jalen guy, so you'd take
no,
that.
I wouldn't.
Who else would you? Who are you taking?
So, long tease, odds and ends on WEEI Afternoons will probably delve into this because
okay,
I want Ted Johnson's take.
I'd take Ted Johnson.
Would you take 100 Ted Johnsons?
Yeah.
You think 100 Ted Johnsons could get it done?
What are we talking about? yeah, I think so.
So, my theory was
I
don't really care about 99 of them. One of them has to be the greatest chokehold artist in the world.
Right.
Because I think the only way you take the gorilla out is a chokehold.
You got to put it to sleep.
Because their skin is like impenetrable. You're not breaking
well, you don't have
an
any
arm.
Weapons
you're
either.
Not. Right.
Yeah.
So the only way is you need somebody to latch on to his throat.
Right.
And I don't know how long it takes with a gorilla, but he can't let go.
Oh, wow.
He's going to ride that bull for a while. Like. So
yeah.
I would like 99 people are just getting in the way, hanging on him. Kind of,
so you need John Jones.
But those people are all. Those people are all getting taken out.
I don't care. Only one matters, the chokehold guy.
Yeah, well, unless you're one of the other 99 sitting in there, then that's a problem.
I'm not promised you anything. You're expendable. You're like the expendables. Like, it
well,
is what it is.
Nick said it during one of the breaks. It's kind of like attacking Thanos and Avengers. Like, you need a bunch of people, like, on the leg, a bunch of people on an arm, and then from there you're trying to just, choke them out.
Yeah.
They did have a magic cape, though, so that doesn't...
Magic cape
much.
Helps. And,
any
but,
chance?
I mean, trying to get the gauntlet off his hand. That's also
any chance the gorilla taps out? Because
zero.
I've been told there's videos of a gorilla running from a little bird in his enclosure at a zoo.
Oh. Well, maybe.
So do gorillas have fear?
They were playing.
Interesting. Yeah, but you couldn't. It's 100 humans. You can't bring in, like, birds. You can't bring in
No, I'm
stuff.
Just saying. Maybe the gorilla's like, that's
like
a
this.
Lot of humans. I don't like my odds. I'm getting the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Gunther did tap out to Jey Uso at WrestleMania.
Good point.
I hadn't thought about it that way.
Think about it.
Ephraim Brockton
says. Did you
see
Paul Heyman yesterday?
The gorilla with
his
ripped
fiance?
Arm off.
Yeah. No. Was that real?
Paul Heyman has Paul Heyman's fiance is like Jordan's age, I think.
Except
younger, she's
like
apparently 22.
Smoking in a different type of way.
What?
What does that mean?
Like
talking
a trampy kind of.
How's her brisket?
What?
What is happening? Now?
Well done.
This always takes a turn. This final minute of the show.
What? Are you blaming me?
I am.
Billy asked about her brisket.
You're the only difference.
She said she's smoking a different way. I'm like, all right, so she's not hot, so she's a chef.
Yeah. Yeah, don't Urban Dictionary.
But then that, I read some like community notes on that it might not have been.
Oh, it's not even? Oh,
yeah. Yeah. She's just a performer.
Got it.
What the hell?
So no smoked meats.
No,
Bill, enough of the meats. No brisket.
Just another blonde, then.
Put your meats away and let's stick to football.
Okay, so beyond this debate in odds and ends, you have Missoula. You have Cora Rather and Scal.
Cora 230, where we'll talk about a surging Sox team that suddenly is hitting the ball out of the ballpark. I know Arcan was all fired up. I was listening to the Mass Mutual pregame show. He's like, the Yankees hit four home runs in the first inning. What's going on there? And then, like, as soon as the Red Sox play, it's like home run.
I bet Jazz Chisholm last night, he's like the only guy who didn't hit one.
Yeah, I bet over on K's, 6.5. Thanks for the six, Crochet.
He's hit that.
It's unbelievable.
He's hit that number a bunch this year.
He's always right below the half.
Yep.
They are really good at their jobs.
Maybe start betting some unders.
Maybe. Scal will be at 4 o'clock. We'll get Ted Johnson, as I predicted with you guys yesterday.
You weren't wrong.
Went a little viral. I had no knowledge that he was going to call for Belichick to lose his job at North Carolina. We'll continue to get into that. This statement, which may or may not be a real statement, what's going on.
I'd like to see it corroborated elsewhere.
Like on her
last
IG.
Check.
If you promise statement coming, wouldn't you think she'd post it on her IG?
She'd be all over it.
Unless she was told, stop doing
Breer
everything.
Well, just posted something 50 seconds ago.
Okay. Breer just did.
Yep.
From that statement. Okay. That legitimizes it then. I trust Breer.
All right.
Okay. So Bill Belichick issuing statements.
I would mostly trust Breer.
So it looks like it's from the UNC website.
Okay.
Okay, good. So we have this back and forth. Now the ball is in CBS's court. I await their response here, Bill.
Okay.
30 minutes of video, please.
Stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons, the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Monday through Wednesday, you can visit the Nines for their newest big deal meal.
So good.
And it's Andy Hart approved, the crispy fried twin catch with North Atlantic cod and crispy shrimp. Just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned to WEEI Afternoons. We're back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We got Brad Foe. We'll put something on the clock. That's at 10 tomorrow on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.